to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and happy Pentecost Sunday. Wow, am I excited. I have an incredible person here on Empowered by the Spirit, our show, and this is Tony Sands, president of the board of the Right to Life League of Southern California. Welcome to the show, and happy Pentecost.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And the name of this show is On Fire for Life. And that's a big part of what you have done, and you've done so many amazing things. But tell us about what is the Right to Life League of Southern California.
Absolutely. The Right to Life League of Southern California is the oldest pro-life organization in the nation. So
awesome.
People may not know that we have it here in California, that title to hold. It comes from a little bit of a sad story from the standpoint that California was going to pass an abortion on demand bill before the rest of the nation. What happened is a group of faithful people, mostly Catholics, got together. Actually, it was exclusively Catholics, got together and had a conversation with, at the time, Governor Ronald Reagan, and really tried to explain to him the truth about abortion. And what ended up happening is that he was convinced. And he said, I wish I'd talked to you guys before. I promised to sign this bill, but I tell you that I will never sign another pro-choice piece of legislation for as long as I live. And when he became President Ronald Reagan, he stuck by that promise.
Praise the Lord. And it's so important that we fight for life, that we do everything as Catholics, as Christians, to fight for life. And that's a huge part of what you've done. And now tell us about your background, because you're an award-winning producer, writer, and director, won multiple awards, the Telly Awards, other awards. Tell us about your background.
Absolutely. I actually went to the University of Southern California Film School. Now, before then, I never thought that you could actually work in film. I thought that was something that a certain select group of people could do. And someone mentioned there are actually schools for this.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I toss it out there is because I really do encourage Catholics, from the standpoint of being carriers of the Holy Spirit, proclaiming the word, get into media if you feel called to do so. I went to USC, got into the film school, graduated with honors from there, and then immediately got a job. Thank you, USC, and my connections there, with a film, Space Jam, which was Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan on the same screen together, produced by Warner Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was the start of a career that spanned almost 20 years at this point in time, with films under my belt like Sphere and Dr. Doolittle, some work on Titanic, though I think half the town worked on Titanic at the time, and then going forward. And eventually what ended up happening was I really wanted to see if there's a way to connect my faith to my work. And I met at the time Father Willie Raymond, who was a national director then of Family Theater Productions, and I learned about Father Patrick Payton and their mission to use media, to use radio, TV, film, and multimedia to spread the message that the family that prays together stays together. And that's how I got linked in with them, and from there I was able to use my talents to spread the message of the faith through stories.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And you look at the Bible, right? It's a series of stories. It's a series of Jesus telling us how much he loves us, and film can do the same thing.
Absolutely. When you really think about it, almost everything you watch, even the commercials, they carry messages. They're trying to tell you or inspire you or convince you to do something. And this is not a new idea. Christ with his parables. You know, in fact, you know, the Old Testament is a series of stories about God interacting with people. I think stories are in our heart, put there in a way by the Holy Spirit to help us to understand something, where a series of rules or even a direction book couldn't do it. A story can do so much more.
And it's so important, my brothers and sisters, on this Pentecost Sunday, to realize that Jesus is real, is alive, and loves us passionately. Jesus told us, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He told us, behold, I make all things new. I have to tell you, Tony, that Pentecost Sunday is one of the highlights of the entire year for
Amen.
Me. Because the Holy Spirit is that verb, is that action, is changes everything. I mean, take a look at what was going on. the disciples were behind locked doors. They were afraid. They didn't want to show their face in public. They thought they were going to be next to be crucified. Then everything changed. How has the Holy Spirit changed your life?
In massive ways. And the Holy Spirit's always a little bit difficult because I think we can all envision Jesus and we kind of assume that God is in the Father. But, you know, what does the Holy Spirit look like? And who is he to us? And in truth, he's the indwelling of Christ in our hearts. You know, and so he's this power of God within us. And, you know, really what it was is that that Spirit's the Spirit that has been convicting me to follow and proclaim Christ for years. It was when I first was in college at USC, I had this moment when I realized I didn't have to go to Mass anymore. My parents were looking over my shoulder to see if I would attend church. But then something in my heart said, the Holy Spirit said, do you believe this? If you believe this, shouldn't you act like you do believe it? Shouldn't this be important to you? And I had to say, you know what? I do believe that this is real. So I can't, if I believe this is real, I can't be part in. I've got to be all in.
Amen. Amen. And being all in, my brothers and sisters, is what this radio show is all about, empowered by the Spirit. Think about how important this is. Pentecost Sunday, the whole show is about being empowered by the Spirit. Now, that has led you to do a number of different things. You led you to be, and I have to have a shout out because I'm a chaplain for the Knights of Columbus and third degree, but you're a fourth degree.
I'm a fourth degree knight.
Tell us about the Knights of Columbus and your involvement with them.
The Knights of Columbus are, I think, the secret powerhouse of the American Catholic Church and now even beyond. What it really is it's a confraternity of men, laymen, average Joes like you and me who've gotten together and said, you know what, our faith's important to us, let's make a difference. And so they do very regular stuff. They do fish fries, they do make pancake breakfasts. But what they really are is a way for men to get together, join together in unity of faith, and to do good, whether that's to raise money for great causes like Special Olympics or like supporting the works of the Pope, or to actually do acts of mercy and works of good. They help actually sponsor and run the Our Lady of Angels Fiesta that happens here in Los Angeles and tons of other volunteer work really around the nation. So it's the church at work in the world.
Amen. And they fight for life.
Like crazy. These guys are dedicated to the rosary and they're dedicated to the unborn. They're also dedicated to the physically disabled. But they are here as champions fighting for the rights of the unborn. And they know that as knights, one of the things you're supposed to do is defend the defenseless.
Amen.
Well, who is more defenseless than the unborn?
Amen. Amen. Now, you currently are working as senior producer for Family Theater Productions. Tell us about that.
It's an amazing ministry. If you have ever heard of Servant of God, or now Venerable, Father Patrick Peyton, he is the one who invented the phrase, the family that prays together stays together. Or at least he had an ad man help create it, and then he popularized it throughout the world. And he is a humble Irishman, came across to the U.S. actually to make his fortune, and instead answered a calling to the priesthood. And there realized the family was in trouble. Now, this is the early 1940s. The mid to late 1940s when he really got going. But in a nutshell, thought that the key to family health was what helped his family when they were in dire straits, and that was family prayer. And that if a family could pray together, it would really be bonded together under God's protection for the rest of their lives. And that could change the world. And so he then said, you know what? But preaching, it's not enough. Let's use stories. Let's use the media. Let's use, at the time, radio, and then now we're currently TV, film, and multimedia to get messages out there that inspire and entertain and enlighten families.
And it's making such a big difference. And tell us about some things that you're particularly proud of.
I would encourage everyone right now to go on to either Facebook or YouTube and check out Catholic Central. We're making these 5 to 15 minute long short videos that are very fun, engaging pieces that really talk about tough issues of faith. Why be Catholic? What's the Bible? What about the scandals? Things like that are all covered in these great videos that we're filming, and they're free. So if you just have questions yourself, or if you have a young person in your life you want to help connect to the faith, or if you maybe you're someone who runs youth ministry or confirmation, check out these videos. I can almost guarantee that there's something there for you to utilize. The other thing, too, is we're making movies, television, and other things. We actually have a film coming out. It's on the life of Father Peyton. It's a very powerful documentary called Pray. We also have another film called Next Level, which we'll be putting out there coming probably at the end of this year. And we have more films and TV shows that we want to put out there for families to see together and talk about together.
So many times it's difficult to go to a movie, or it's difficult to really experience faith-based films. And so it's, I'm just saying to our listening audience, a big part of what we do here on Spirit-Filled Hearts is we've had various actors or people who've been part of movies like Breakthrough and Unplanned. And you played an integral role in working with Unplanned. Tell us about that.
This is, again, the Holy Spirit. You know, you're kind of giving the inspiration, because his message is, you know, go spread the good news, the gospel, to the ends of the earth. And in a nutshell, I have been working in the industry for many years, working with the Right to Life League for many years. And I talked to Chuck and Carrie, the creators of that film. And I said to them years ago, I think, you know, there's this great story in Abby Johnson's life about her leaving Planned Parenthood and Unplanned. And they said, we agree. We actually have the rights to her book. I said, well, if there's anything we can do, we'd love to. So you got in touch with us and said, you know what? We need money.
What else is new, right?
Right. So that talked to the Right to Life League. And as a unified board, we made the decision we would invest in that film. And we actually were the first money in on that movie.
Wow. That is, praise the Lord. And what a blessing that is, right?
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to say to everybody, Unplanned is coming out on video. We have a sister, a nun in, I believe, in the Midwest that is purchasing 7,000 copies to hand out as a point of evangelization. Can anyone out there beat that?
You know, please.
Now again, how do they find out about the video when it does come out?
Come to our website, unplannedthemovie.com and .org. It's
okay.
Both there. You can also check out websites like the rtllsc.org. By all means, too, look us up on Facebook.
Right. Awesome. And so, you know, this has been an amazing movie, and something that's so important on this subject that you're so intimately involved in, and that is the Right to Life. And tell us again about why this particular organization you're part of.
Because I think it's using education to do something that's massive. It's not just about fighting the battle, it's about winning the war. And the thing is, we know that there are great things you can do where you support a clinic, or you support, you know, a diaper drive or a bottle drive or whatever to help women who are in crisis pregnancies now. But what the League's also seeking to do is to actually change the culture, so we no longer think that this is something that's a solution for women, because abortion is not a solution.
Amen. Amen. And in fact, what is the solution is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what is the solution is to let the power of the Holy Spirit empower you. Amen?
Amen.
And you look at what Mary did, right? And Mary said, you know, that I want to be the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And the point of the matter is that my brothers and sisters, there are organizations like the Right to Life League that will help you make this difficult decision and help you. And we're going to talk more when we come right back on how the Right to Life League can make a difference while you're struggling through important decisions like this. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You are on Empowered by the Spirit.
Could your faith walk use a little boost? Experience the power of the Holy Spirit in this amazing workshop with Deacon Steve Greco of the Empowered by the Spirit radio show on Saturday, June 15th in Escondido. Learn about the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit and be blessed by the powerful music of Donna Lee. It's all happening on Saturday, June 15th at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Escondido. To register, reach out at spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to seeing you.
This is John Romero, Director of Music at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are just months away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, but in the meantime, we have some spectacular concerts at Christ Cathedral. Check out our website at ChristCathedralMusic.org or our Facebook page at Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. And I'm just so excited to have Tony Sands here. He's president of the board of the Right to Life League of all of Southern California. And right before the break, we were talking about women that are going through an unplanned pregnancy, and They're struggling. They want to do the right thing. I mean, who wakes up in the morning and says, I want to do the wrong thing? Maybe a few people, but not too many. Most everyone wants to do the right thing, but they're struggling because they don't know how having this baby that's unplanned could possibly work out. How does the Right to Life League help women, and certainly men who are involved, help them through this difficult decision?
The Right to Life League of Southern California's mission is to really change culture. But we like to do that both by talking to culture and yet having boots on the ground. And what I mean by boots on the ground is we actually assist in 8 different clinics around the Southern California area. We're open to actually bring in more affiliates, and what we end up doing is helping them in some way, shape, or form run their clinic. Everything from handling their payroll up to actually providing the non-for-profit status that they need. We also are committed to making centers clinics, meaning that sometimes you have a counseling center where someone will go and talk to them, but they really don't have any sort of medical facilities at that location. And one way that Planned Parenthood very cleverly gets people in is they have them in for their ultrasound, which they need whether they're going to keep the baby or have the abortion. So the Right to Life League is committed to helping these centers, and actually since this has happened with some of our clinics, to get things like ultrasound equipment or to be able to pay for a nurse, you know, to come on in and actually be the person there to take the ultrasound so that they are in a place that will show them their baby and give them real options about what they can do next. The other thing, too, is we are part of the West Coast Maternity Homes Association. We're an assistant to that great nonprofit, which provides housing for women who are pregnant and are facing homelessness, whether they are homeless currently or whether they're being kicked out of their homes because their parents or their boyfriend or their even husband is making them choose between the baby and having a home. So we're like, look, we're going to take that off the table and make it so that you can have a place to live up to 2 years after the birth of your child if you need it.
Now, this show is on 45 stations, 2 radio networks in various cities across the country. Your Right to Life of Southern California, what if they're not in Southern California? What could they do?
We'd be happy to refer them. We'd be happy to connect them to places that are closer to them that they can connect to find these kind of resources.
Are there Right to Life leagues outside of Southern California?
There's the National Right to Life. You know what I mean? So there's that. And, of course, there's other great organizations that are literally in every city, at least every major city, I should say.
So certainly many people in Southern California are listening to the shows that we have on these stations here locally. How can they get in touch with you, whether it be in Southern California or not? But your website, telephone number, and so forth.
Absolutely. So the website is RTLLSC, so Right to Life League of Southern California. It's just those first letters, RTLLSC.org. And then you're welcome to actually call us up on our phone number. We have a 800 number as well as a regular number. I'll just give you one for right now that will help you connect to the league. And that's 626-398-6100. 626-398-6100. Feel free to give us a holler. Of course, if you go to our website, there's actually a place where you can contact us anonymously if you like, and we'll respond with an email or a phone call, whatever you prefer, and we can help you out in the situation that you need to at least point you toward the place in your area that can be of assistance.
On this Pentecost Sunday, where we're really celebrating the gift of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, empowering us by the Spirit and so forth, we all have to take responsibility. You know, there's a tendency for us to believe, I'm not pregnant and I don't maybe know anybody offhand who's pregnant, but then maybe I do. And maybe it's somebody that, you know, that I've been involved with at parish at level, at church or at work or whatever it might be. How can we on this Pentecost Sunday make a difference, man or woman, in terms of supporting life?
Spread the message. That's what happened on Pentecost Sunday. The Holy Spirit came down, was the fire inside the apostles. It was that rushing wind, those tongues of flames that inspired them and gave them the ability to speak to the masses about the truth of Jesus Christ. We need to do the same thing in our own circles here. A couple of things. One, don't be afraid to talk about pro-life. Talk about the good options that women do have these days if they want to keep a pregnancy. And also not be afraid when you find yourself in a group of people who are talking about, the Catholic Church is against women, or people, you know, who are pro-life or actually, you know, anti-rights. No, be the person to stand up and say, actually, that's not true. We think there's a better solution. We think that there's a better answer. Women deserve better than abortion. And they do. And the fact is, if you're talking about the rights of women, what about girls who are in the womb? What about those babies who are female who are in the womb?
You know, I haven't heard anybody mention that in that way. Wait, is that a Tony Sands kidding? Is that a trademark?
Oh,
should
I
we
wish.
Trademark that? Put a patent behind it.
I wish. I'm not sure. You know, it's been said by numbers of people, so I'm definitely standing on the shoulders
that
of giants.
That is a great point. You know, all these people that basically are supporting choice and all and so forth, and supporting women and women's rights and so forth, which we all do.
Yes.
Right? What greater right is it for a female to live than to be born, right?
To be born.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I think we're all horrified that in many countries, you know, China being probably a great example, sadly, where often abortions will happen because the child is female. Mm-hmm. And then that's the reason we're horrified by that. And yet somehow when we talk about equality of rights and women's rights in this country, we never mention the sex of the fetus.
So in talking about responsibility, because we do have huge responsibility as Catholics,
mm-hmm.
as people on fire
yep.
with the Lord and with Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit to make a difference, because there's all kinds of bills in California that really are harmful to what we believe in and harmful in terms of the unborn and so forth, and your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a number of things I'd like to address. Yes, if you're not aware of it right now, you know, there is a heartbeat bill in Georgia, which basically is saying that in 2020, they're going to pass this bill where if they detect a fetal heartbeat, then you cannot have an abortion. And so that happens between the 6 to 8 week mark. Now, one of the they're facing a ton of controversy over this because the honest truth is most women don't even know they're pregnant up until 6 weeks or 8 weeks. And so their thing is that this could actually make most, if not all abortion, or the overwhelming majority of abortions illegal in the state. But again, we're talking about this is the heartbeat of a child.
Amen.
Once you have that heartbeat, how can you argue that it's not alive? I mean, it goes way beyond the clump of tissues or you're getting rid of, you know, it's like removing a tooth argument. We're past that. This baby has a heartbeat. So now what's happened, though, is that there's been a huge outcry here in California. And the reason why is because Hollywood shoots tons of movies and TV shows in Georgia because Georgia offers an amazing tax rebate of 30%. Now, do the math. Now, most Marvel movies, by the way, are shot in Georgia. So you have Disney spending $200 to $250 million on a movie. If they can get 30% of that back again, that's an amazing savings. But here's this, you know, stance on a social issue, and a bunch of stars have taken huge issue with this. So they're threatening to either pull their movies out of Georgia or threatening to not work on movies filmed in Georgia. But the fact of the matter is, one, is the entertainment industry. Is the industry, which has to make money, going to throw away 30% of their budget to cater to a star? It's a huge question. The second thing is, I'd just like to throw a message out there to Georgia. If they leave, we'll come. You know what I mean? Because what happens is, a lot of great crews, a lot of great workers in Georgia get snapped up by these big productions. So a lot of these of our smaller productions don't go film over there because we've already lost out to the big guys. Well, if the big fish leave, you've got tons of smaller fish who are happy to go over there and work. The other thing, though, too, is Alabama is basically making it illegal to have an abortion almost across the board. And they're catching tons of heat for that. In fact, California put up the bill. I don't know if it has been voted on or where it stands currently to actually ban government travel to the state of Alabama in response to that. They've also talked about having more tax incentives here in California for movies that would not shoot in Georgia or Alabama. And then the other thing that's happened, too, now is Illinois, and the direct opposite response, a very sad response, is expanding abortion rights. So you can basically have an abortion whenever you want to, almost as late as you want to. And so it's this dividing line that's happening, which is this really horrible situation. But it does make sense that biblically, where people are having to choose. Do you stand for life? Do you stand for women? Do you stand for children? Or do you stand for this idea that the best thing to do for women is to kill their children?
Our brothers and sisters, on this Pentecost Sunday, what do you stand for? What do you believe in? Do you stand for life? Do you stand for Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ said, I've come to give you life and life abundantly in John 10:10. Do you stand and believe, and are you willing to fight for life and fight for Jesus? What are you made of? What is important to you? The Holy Spirit gives us the power, as it says in Acts 1:8. When the Holy Spirit descends upon you, you will receive power, which is translated as Didymus in Greek, or dynamite, and then you'll be my witnesses, which actually means martyr in Greek, to the ends of the earth. So yes, you stand up for life, and you have to fight. You're going to fight with friends. You're going to fight with people who disagree with you, even within the Catholic Church. Unfortunately, there is a large percentage of people that support abortion.
Yes.
And we need to stand up and fight for what we believe in.
Amen. Because the thing is, you see these people in the pews, and the classic line is, oh, I wouldn't have it myself, but I won't tell anyone else that they shouldn't. Are you serious? Would you have that mentality about something like slavery or the Holocaust? Oh, it's not good for me, but they can go ahead and do this.
Or somebody who shoots somebody else, well, that's okay if they want to do it within their own family, but, you know, as long as they don't shoot me.
Well, think about it. Like, if you knew this second that a 1 or 2 year old was going to be killed, murdered in a horrible way, and you knew you could stop it, wouldn't you drop everything this second to go and save that kid if you knew that you had the power to do so? So why are we not doing this right now?
Maybe people should understand what happened in New York. And I was told that 22 states adapted the New York bill. Or
Oh, it's on the table. I don't know that all of them have adapted it yet.
But let's talk about the New York bill.
Ooh, it's a bad one.
You know, so people need to understand this. And we need to fight across the country for it.
In a nutshell, what you're saying, with what New York is saying, is that they are enshrining the Roe v. Wade decision, which is, by the way, a federal decision, so states still have a certain amount of leeway in what they do with this. But this, the Roe v. Wade decision says you cannot stop a woman from making choices about her own body. And under that general statement, that means that she can have an abortion and you can't stop her. And what's, you know, crazy about these kinds of bills is it takes into zero account the fathers who are genetically half of that child. They have zero say in this thing. It basically says that women's right to privacy means that she has the right to do what she wants to with her body, including aborting her child if she wants to.
And what was different about this one?
So what happened with New York now is that New York has basically said that this is part of our state constitution. It's not just a federal law out there. And you can have this abortion basically whenever you want, at any point that you want. And there's even this thing about if it's a child born alive, there's this now opening. It's a loophole, basically, or I don't know, there's a better word for it legally, that you can actually then have the child still killed.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one
of
those.
Did you hear that, my brothers and sisters? Did you hear that? The baby could be born alive, and this has happened. This has happened. And that doctor who is in the process of trying to have an abortion procedure can literally kill a live baby.
Right, because basically a late-term abortion usually includes the inducement of labor, because the woman has to actually deliver in the course of a normal abortion would be to deliver the dead child. Well, what can happen is if the doctor failed to actually kill the child, they'll deliver a living baby. And what's open here, to a certain degree anyway, is then to kill the child or let it die. It's to let it die after it's been born alive. And what's crazy about this is, think about it, how we have so many states and so many places that if someone should deliver a child and abandon them, say, in a dumpster, that person's guilty of murder. They will be put in jail for years. Yet now, basically, this happens, but it's part of an abortion. Suddenly, you can just leave the baby out for exposure, and this is completely legally protected. In fact, no one legally, theoretically, could actually go and save that child if they wanted to, unless, of course, someone changes their mind at the last minute and says it's fine. And what's scary is there's a couple of states who've had this bill, and famously, this came up. It was called, I think it was called John's Law or John's Bill, about a baby that a nurse named John, and she watched this baby basically abandoned in the hospital and let to die over the course of a day. And they tried to pass a law to say that if any child was born alive, it would be saved. Well, it was voted down by the state, and one of the people who famously voted down that bill said it's okay to let this baby die was President Barack Obama, at the time Senator Barack Obama.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Powered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back.
In L.A. County, there are more than 28,000 children in foster care. And sadly, every day more children enter the system. But their story doesn't have to end there. Maybe you've been thinking about starting or expanding your family. If so, there's a child in foster care waiting for you. A simple visit to fosterall.org can change the course of a child's life and yours. As a proud partner with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Foster All takes the guesswork out of navigating the foster adopt process and will match you with a foster family agency that suits your needs. Each agency is different, so let Foster All be your guide. Log on to fosterall.org. www.lovechildren.org. There's a community of amazing people waiting to support your decision to love a child. And Foster All is right beside you the entire way. Do you have room in your heart and your home for a child? Begin your journey with Foster All today at fosterall.org. That's fosterall.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit with Tony Sands, president of the board of the Right to Light League of Southern California. On this Pentecost Sunday, we're allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through us as we always do. But in particular, on this show where we're talking about the critical nature of being on fire for life, I can't remember a more critical time to live as it relates to defending life than right now. I mean, certainly it's been for a long time, but we were talking before the break about this legislation that was passed in New York, which basically allows someone to kill a baby who is actually born alive, you know, and it's just unbelievable to me. Here's the thing. My brothers and sisters, on this Pentecost Sunday, you're not alone. The Holy Spirit is with you. Remember in Scripture, the Holy Spirit will give us the words to say. The Holy Spirit, in Matthew 4:1, led Jesus into the desert to be tempted, but he gave Jesus the words to say, the words of Scripture. The Holy Spirit will protect you. The Holy Spirit will inspire you. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. Here's another very important point, again, out of Scripture, is Acts 20:25. Paul said, "No one can put their blood on my doorstep because I never shrank from proclaiming Christ crucified." Let's take that and look at that as it relates to protecting the unborn. If you do nothing, you who know the fact that these laws are in place and other states are trying to put laws in place, and obviously we currently have laws in place that allow for abortion to happen, and now, as i.e. New York, literally up to the time of birth, how can we sit back and do nothing? You know, pray about it. Pray about it. Your thoughts on that, because it's so important.
Funny you should say pray about it, because this is how God works, and this is my story. And before being the president of the Right to Life League, I was another average Catholic out there in the pews. But somehow it struck me, I think on one of the anniversaries of Roe v. Wade, that, you know, I thought to myself, wow, this is terrible. 1.2 million babies are being killed every year. Man, it's bad. I kind of feel like if we really stood up together and did something about it, we'd change the world. But you know what? I can't change the people. What about myself? And I literally prayed. I said, God, I know abortion's wrong, but if you want me to do something really more about this, you need to guide me. What a dumb prayer on my part, but genius, because the Holy Spirit worked, and literally within maybe a couple of weeks, some friends of mine said, hey, why don't you come over to a party we're having and meet some people. I met them, and they said, oh, all these people, by the way, are on the board of the Right to Life League of Southern California, and we'd love you to join. So I met these people. They were good people, normal people, good-hearted Catholic people, and I'm like, you know what? These seem to be a great crowd. I feel like there's an answer to prayer. I'm in. And then sure enough, within a couple of years of that, I was actually elected the president of the board from that point. And, you know, it really was God basically with the Holy Spirit pushing me into that next thing to do. And what I had to say is, like Mary, I had to say yes.
You know, we're called not to sit on the sidelines. We're called to be activated. And that's what the Holy Spirit does, right? The Holy Spirit activates us. Think of it this way, my brothers and sisters. Without the Holy Spirit, we have hand tools with no power. With the Holy Spirit, we have power tools.
Amen.
With the Holy Spirit, we truly are on fire. Look at the road to Emmaus. Jesus was talking to the men on the road to Emmaus, opening up the Scriptures to them. And what did they say at the end? Were our hearts not on fire? And that's exactly what it means. And we need to be on fire for our Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, and on fire to protect life.
Exactly right. And think about it too, those men on the road to Emmaus, they had in their hands this tool, the Scriptures. The scriptures were there, yet it wasn't until Christ explained them and literally used the Holy Spirit to awaken them. And what, of course, was through was the Eucharist when he broke the bread. It
Amen.
Awakened them.
Amen.
And all of a sudden it switched on that power. And so we have to realize then that that is the power we have in us. Let's not be afraid to use it. You know, so things that I really would encourage you to do, is to become active. And I'm not saying you necessarily have to go to your nearest abortion clinic and play on the street corner or hold the sign or whatever, but ask God, how can you get involved in defending life? How can you get involved more with your faith? How can you get more involved in proclaiming the gospel?
Interesting point that was mentioned on this show previously, again, by the directors and writers of Unplanned, but also by other people, and that is the statistics of how many women don't have abortions when people are praying in front of the abortion clinic.
It's amazing. There's 80% turn away. There's 80% of them actually never go into the clinic by just the power of prayer. It's an amazing thing, and that's the statistic actually given by Planned Parenthood itself. You know, so when you think you're not doing anything, even in it being at home, saying a rosary or saying even just a Hail Mary, you know, for the unborn and for these mothers who are in need, can change the world. You know, on the other hand, too, get involved or donate to organizations that do support the defense of life. One thing I love about the League is that we actually do, we are a sponsor of a major pro-life Catholic youth camp, helping to explain to teenagers the importance of human life so that they hear, because sometimes they don't even hear it even in Catholic school. Then we actually are there for clinics. We're there for homeless shelters for women who are pregnant and have no place to go. And then we're also there to provide food or to help them, to refer them to doctors who help them should they choose to keep their baby. And all the way down the road, we're actually there as counselors. We provide counseling to women who've had abortions and to men, because men suffer from the loss of abortion, too. How many men are out there who have tried to convince their girlfriend or their spouse not to have an abortion, and they did anyway, because men have no voice in this thing? Or they push their girlfriend or their wife to have an abortion and now deeply regret that decision.
From the very beginning of our country, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, we talked about a right to life.
We did. It's right there. The first thing that we have in the preamble, you know, the Declaration of Independence is we have the right to life.
Isn't that interesting? And yet so many few people really put that together. But it's right there. You know, it is like the most American thing we can do is supporting life.
Exactly right. And here's the thing. We just have to know that we're smarter than this. We all know that very quickly this life in the womb is not a clump of cells. It's not a bunch of tissue. It has its own DNA imprint immediately. It has its own uniqueness right from conception. And then very soon after that, it has things like a heartbeat. It has things like, you know, fingers and toes. It's going to have a combination of two people, and yet it's neither one of them. This is not the same thing. And we're smarter than being told the lie that it's the same thing as having a tooth pulled or having a tumor removed. It's not those things. And any decent medicine explains that. I mean, this is simple biology. We need to be the people who embrace that and not be blinded by convenience.
Now, give us some hope about some encouraging things happening, because it seems like there's lots of encouraging things as it relates to faith-based films, but as it relates to the number of abortions actually have gone down.
Well, what's crazy is actually since the movie Unplanned has come out, we've had a substantial number of people who have actually called Abby Johnson and her nonprofit organization of Then There Were None about getting out of the abortion industry, about leaving the abortion industry. And of course, the number of people who have gone to pray in front of clinics has increased. And please, if you have the courage to do so, if God's calling you to do so, do go out and pray, because you do make a difference when that happens. And the fact of the matter is that Georgia has passed this bill at all. Is a gigantic sign. Alabama passed this bill at all is a gigantic sign that people really understand that we're defending life, both that of the woman and of the child. And what's crazy too is there's tons of people in California who believe in the right to life. It is really a small group of people who had very loud voices that are the ones pushing through this craziness, and we can stand against that. I'll tell you, I was at the Walk for Life in San Francisco, and last year, there's about 50,000 people walking in the march. About, I'd say, 1,000 protesters came out to yell and scream and heckle. And they cheated. They used loudspeakers to make themselves heard. This year we went, there were 60,000 marchers and maybe 100 or less protesters.
Praise God.
They're losing steam. We're gaining ground because the truth never gets tired and it never gets old, because Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
I believe very strongly that when we give our life to Jesus Christ, when we truly surrender, we know everything changes. Amen?
Amen.
And when we give our life to Jesus Christ and we say yes to the Holy Spirit being released within us, everything changes. Amen?
Amen.
When that happens, we feel compelled to make a difference, to spread the word of God, and really to fight for life. But sometimes people skip the step of surrendering to Jesus Christ. Because when you surrender to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, take over my life, on this Pentecost Sunday, I surrender to you everything I have, my health, my presence, my future, my family, my thoughts, everything, my time, take over my life and use me. Say that prayer and say it and mean it, because the greatest journey, and I think you mentioned it earlier, is from head to heart. When you put Jesus in your heart, everything changes.
Everything changes. That's a decision of, do you believe this? And the fact is, if you do believe this, shouldn't you be all in? If this is you're talking about God, I mean, how do you half give to God? And his promise is, I'm going to give you everything in return, more than you could dream of. But we have to say yes. And too often, I think what happens is either we say a half yes, like, I kind of give you everything, God. Or we give everything to God and then we spend a lot of time trying to yank it back again. And here's the story of Pentecost. The apostles on their own power were trying to control things themselves. What was their decision? Hide.
Amen.
Let everything blow over. When the dust is settled, then we'll come out there and we'll do something about this.
And what did Adam and Eve do when they sinned?
Hide. They hid.
They hid.
Exactly. Exactly.
When the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, and Christ did say, wait for the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
When the advocate came upon them after that 9 days of prayer, that first novena, and I'm a huge fan of novenas, by the way, like when that Holy Spirit came upon them, they then threw caution literally to the wind, came down in force and power to proclaim Jesus Christ to the same group of people who had shouted for his death just, you know, literally weeks before. So you're looking at, you know, this amazing grace of God to change us so that we do the impossible. And what's crazy is you'll never be more terrified and at peace at the same time than when you give your life over to Christ, because you really are having that fear of letting it go, but also that amazing peace that God has got you.
And what a time to do it, my brothers and sisters, on Pentecost Sunday. What a time to do it. Give your life to Jesus Christ now. You will never, ever regret it, because Jesus is everything. He is our God. He is our Savior. He's our Redeemer. He's our Defender. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He is the great I Am. He is the God of love, the God of peace, the God of joy. Why wouldn't you want to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life, of love, of joy, of peace, of patience, of kindness, of gentleness? Wouldn't you want that? Yes, you do want that. Give your life to Jesus Christ now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We'll be with you again in a second here as we take a quick break. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit.
Could your faith walk use a little boost? Experience the power of the Holy Spirit in this amazing workshop with Deacon Steve Greco of the Empowered by the Spirit radio show on Saturday, June 15th in Escondido. Learn about the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit and be blessed by the powerful music of Donna Lee. It's all happening on Saturday, June 15th at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Escondido. To register, reach out at spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to seeing you.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
My brothers and sisters, it's Deacon Steve Greco. You are empowered by the Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday, and we are with someone who's going to be a very close friend of mine in the future. I'm just actually getting to know him now, and that's Tony Sands, president of the board of the Right to Life League of Southern California. And I hear myself speaking through him, you know, and the words he's saying are words that I have said. And you know why that happens? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit gives. I'm sure that's happened to you. You've heard people say things like, "Wait a minute, I've said that."
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And you said, "Where did they hear me say that?" No, the Holy Spirit gave them the words.
And He's a great unifier. The Holy Spirit's a great unifier. God in each one of us.
Great point.
You know, and so of course it makes sense that we're saying the same thing. And what's crazy is it's the same truth.
It's the same truth. You know, and on this Pentecost Sunday, Jesus is the truth. It is through Jesus that we have eternal salvation. He died and rose again that we may have eternal salvation. Took upon your sins individually and wiped them clean. But He said, it's better that I go. And I'm not going to leave you an orphan because I'm going to give you the
Advocate, the Paraclete.
The Advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who will direct you to all
truth.
See, I don't even have to complete the sentence. He completes it for me, who directs you to all truth, which is straight out of Scripture, but also out of our heart. So on this Pentecost Sunday, let the Holy Spirit come upon you to take over your life. And when that happens, you will be an advocate to defend life. Now, I want to share a little bit about a movie that we absolutely love that you were part of, and that's this Unplanned movie. And again, we mentioned it earlier in the show, we're going to advocate that every person who is listening in gets a minimum of one, and there is no maximum for the video to hand out to people, because I am totally convinced that when you see this movie, if you're on the borderline of whether abortion should happen or not happen, you know, you're going to be such an advocate for life. Tell us about your involvement with the Unplanned movie and about this future video.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to say about the movie is some people actually are scared of the film because of it's, you know, it's about abortion. It seems like a dark topic. On the other hand, this movie is incredibly uplifting.
Amen.
It's healing.
It really is.
It's powerful, and I think it's very, very hopeful. And so what happened is that the Right to Life League, really, its core mission is in a way to educate and change the heart of culture to be one from a culture of death to a culture of life, defense from conception to natural death. Well, how do you do that? Well, back in the day, you know, it was, you know, face-to-face, or it was, you know, with speakers and presentations, and we still do those things. But to realize that media is such a powerful way of spreading the message, think about it. Christ says, spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit is there to help us spread the message to the ends of the earth. But today with media, literally in one day, you can get your message to the ends of the earth. You can reach around the world. And so when we're looking at how to do something at the Right to Life League of Southern California, we wanted to do something big, powerful, bold. For Christ, for the Holy Spirit, to save lives. And then sure enough, I had been in conversation with Chuck and Carrie, who had done God's Not Dead 1 and 2. And I spoke to them and I said, you know, someone should do the story of Abby Johnson, because here's this woman telling the truth about Planned Parenthood as someone who was one of their employees of the year, who left because she saw the truth of what they are and about abortion killing, and about abortion killing children and also being a horrible solution for women. and really no solution at all. So I said, you know, what about this story? And they said, huh, well, you know, actually, we own the rights to her book. We went and talked to her, and we're not sure when, but someday we're going to make that story. Well, when happens sooner than either any of us thought. They had the inspiration to go ahead and write that screenplay to start making that movie, and we got connected again, and I said to them, I heard you're doing this. How can I help? How can the board of the Right to Life League, how can the league itself be part of this? And they said, well, we need money.
Of course.
You know, we need some way to kick this thing off and to really pay the bills that have to get paid to make a movie happen. So I went back to the board. It was a very risky thing because a lot of movies lose money. You know, I think high films come out there that you never even, you know, you never see.
Exactly.
And they end up losing cash. Well, but I said, you know what? It's worth it because you can touch hearts, change minds on a massive level. And sure enough, right now the movie has made $18 million in the box office, which at the national average is $10 per ticket. That means 1.8 million people have been touched by this film. And who knows who else they've told. So we were the first money in, actually, on this film. We put the first money into this movie project. And, of course, much more was raised after ours. But we are proud to be to help in our little way of kicking the thing off.
And this movie is going to have a lot of legs, again, through the video.
Massively, because the fact of the matter is, if you yourself, you know, are pro-life, but you know somebody who's on the fence, unclear, maybe even contemplating having an abortion, who has a friend is, simply say, you know what, I have a great movie. Just watch this. I guarantee you in the first 5 minutes, you're hooked.
Amen. You know, you mentioned earlier novenas and how you're passionate for novenas.
Mm-hmm.
On this show, we're passionate for Jesus. We're passionate for God the Father. We're passionate for the Holy Spirit. But we're also passionate for the Blessed Mother.
Amen.
And Our Lady of Guadalupe has had such a big role in our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. Tell us about the Blessed Mother as it relates to defending life and supporting women.
Well, because you have a particular devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, you're, again, part of our best friend group because she is, first of all, a massive evangelizer. The second thing is she is the patroness of the unborn. Why? Because in the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mary is pregnant.
Amen.
The way that she is dressed, you know, and the way she's on the tilma, with the way she has that ribbon or band across her, the way she has it tied across her waist, is an indicator to everybody who would be in Mexico and actually in a number of South American tribes at the time, this is back in the 1500s, that she was a woman who was pregnant. And so knowing that she had Christ the Redeemer in her, we recognize that she is also the mother who is defending the unborn to even to today. You know, some of the messages that have come out about Our Lady of Guadalupe is that there was examinations of her, and one doctor claimed that when he actually put up a stethoscope to do a sound testing, to get a sound wave reading off of the image, he actually heard two heartbeats.
Wow.
Not one,
wow.
But two. Now,
wow.
Of course, can we prove that medically? I'd have to go back and look at the research, but it just is another echo of what we already know to be true. There are two lives going on when a woman is pregnant.
Wow. And turn to the Blessed Mother, and I'm saying this now to the women right now that are pregnant, making decisions as to what to do and listening in. Turn to your Blessed Mother. Turn to your spiritual mother. Pray a novena. Pray a rosary. Ask the Blessed Mother to intercede for you. The Blessed Mother is the spouse of
the Holy Spirit.
What a team we are. The Blessed Mother is the spouse of the Holy Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday. Let the spouse of the Holy Spirit guide you to life, guide you to Jesus.
Amen. And that's what Mary does. She always points to Christ. She is our way, most direct, easiest, most powerful way to Jesus Christ. She was there for every part of his life, and she can help us understand and connect more deeply with him. And so I tell you, if you are a woman who is pregnant and doesn't know what to do, don't you want to ask a wise mom what you should do? Well, she's the wisest, and she's the most loving. If you know somebody in your life who's pregnant and scared, wouldn't you want to refer them to an adult who really knows how to handle things, or to another person who knows how to handle being scared and pregnant? I mean, really, when you think about it, when Mary herself first became pregnant, the issue was she didn't have a husband. And according to the Mosaic Law, the Law of Moses, she could have been killed for that. And that was part of the deal where in the Bible it says that Joseph did not want to expose her to the law, meaning he didn't want to have her killed over this. Instead, the angel came down to him, and he listened to the Holy Spirit to know that this really was the child of God and take Mary into his home. So we know that Mary has been there. She knows what it's like. The other thing, too, is Mary has lost her child. Her child was horribly taken from her, but her child horribly died, and she was there. If you've had an abortion, you're not lost. You are loved. You are not abandoned. God is there for you. And there are ways and there are people you can talk to. And the people who I'll tell you will be very compassionate to you are the same pro-lifers that people are trying to make look like crazy people. We understand that this is suffering. And God heals suffering. Come back and talk about it. Find a way to heal from this, and you can. So wherever you are on this, maybe you have even encouraged people to have abortions. Find out the truth, know what the reality is, and then open your heart up to life.
It will change your life, my brothers and sisters, when you open your heart to life, when you open your heart to the Holy Spirit to empower you. When you take on the mantle of our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, remember what the Blessed Mother said after the angel Gabriel appeared to her. She said, "Let it be done to me according to your word. Let it be done to me." And her spirit magnified the Lord. Her soul proclaimed Jesus Christ. Let the Blessed Mother come upon you. And you will be changed for your entire life, because the Blessed Mother leads you to Jesus, her son. Through being the spouse of the Holy Spirit, the spouse of the Holy Spirit will empower you with love. And on this Pentecost Sunday, may you be empowered by the Holy Spirit. What final words do you have for our audience, Tony?
A couple things that I'll say quickly. One is that embracing the Holy Spirit, totally dedicating yourself to Christ, does not mean you'll be without crosses. There will be sufferings, but the amazing thing is God is there with you every step of the way to make those sufferings turn into resurrections. He's there to lead you every step of the way, and he will never turn from you. So you have that comfort always. The other thing is, remember to ask him how you can be more effective in the world and more effective in your life. And if it's on your heart, please help fight for life. Reach out to the Right to Life League of Southern California. Find out how you can get engaged. We're on the web, rtllsc.org, or call us at the number that I gave earlier, or find us on Facebook.
Give the number again.
Yes, it's 626-398-6100. 626-398-6100, and find out what you can do, because there's plenty of ways we'd love to get you involved. And then beyond that, from the work I do also with Family Theater, the family that prays together stays together. So pray and pray with your family, or pray with your friends. Find people to be in communion with and pray with them, because that is the way that we link with the Holy Spirit and God.
Amen. And you're doing absolutely amazing work. And I'm sure you're looking for donations.
We are, of course.
And then again, how would they be able to donate?
Actually, right through the website, or go onto our Facebook page and link back to the website. You can donate really in any manner. You're welcome to also mail us in a donation. I can, if you call, we'll give you the address for that in a heartbeat, pun intended. You can support us through all these different types of donation means, and these donations are completely tax deductible.
Amen. Tony, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This has been amazing. Heavenly Father, on this Pentecost Sunday, we praise you and thank you. We thank you for not leaving us orphans. We thank you for the Holy Spirit to empower us with your love and with your joy. We pray a special blessing upon the unborn to be protected, upon all women who are pregnant with unplanned pregnancies, that they make the decision for life. We pray for men to be active in the role of fathers, as husbands, as leaders. We pray for families to be strengthened. We pray for the Blessed Mother to intercede for all of us, Our Lady of Guadalupe. We pray for the Holy Spirit to descend upon us on this Pentecost Sunday through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the power of the Holy Spirit. May we be healed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically in the name of Jesus. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You have been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.